As we've been coming through this, I know I share kind of a general view about these meetings, and no two of them have been the same. I've gotten a lot of feedback on that from people. They've noticed that there's really no predictable way to figure that out, and that's certainly true. Every meeting has its own character. This one has a lot of people coming in that are either telling folks about the great success they've had with an event that they've run from the last summer, or people who are coming in with new opportunities. And so any way you look at it, whether you're interested in kind of the rest of the story on things that you might have seen in the community already, or if you're interested in potentially new things that might be coming to the community, the front end of this meeting is going to be either the end of those processes or the start of those processes. So,
well, let's talk a little bit about some of the key ones. I know there's a presentation from NMU President David Haynes. There's also some discussions and presentations about the Marquette Wind Project. Give us a little bit of a rundown of what's happening.
Okay, thank you. Well, traditionally, the president of Northern Michigan likes to come in and, when they're first inaugurated, give the city commission a sense of what kind of partner they'd like to be and what their priorities and what their program might look like so that the city can set its planning expectations and its support expectations appropriately. So President Haynes will be coming in to lay that out for the city commission. Also, we have Brigadier General Michael Stone coming in. And nationwide, there's an initiative to try to make defense and state-level National Guard units more green, both because if they take them off the power grid, they're less susceptible to the kind of cyber attacks that you hear about nowadays, but also because it lowers their operating costs and, mm-hmm. of course, it lowers the overall environmental impact of running them. And so they've got a new opportunity they want to put before the commission. It's along the lines of sustainable energy opportunities and very exciting. I'm sure that people in the sustainable community, anybody who is looking at alternative energy or potential opportunities to make Marquette a little bit more green would be very interested in seeing that.
A couple other things on here. I know our presentations from a couple of activities that are were very successful, and some of those a little bit newer, some of those a little bit been for a while, but the recent regatta, the Guts Frisbee Tournament, these folks are coming in, I'm guessing, to give sort of an overview of how their events went.
Yeah, absolutely. Just this kind of the rest of the story. For folks who watched the Ensign Regatta, it was wildly successful. You saw support from organizations that we haven't seen in 100 years with the having the floating dock built. You know, the last time the military bivouacked in Marquette was to defend the ore dock from German attack, you know, in World War I. So that was something that for anybody who'd like to hear how that ended up and how the Marquette teams did, that's going to be an interesting presentation. We've got the folks with the Guts Frisbee Tournament coming in, and of course, they don't sit on their laurels. They move forward. Mm-hmm. You might have seen recently in some of the other reporting that the BLP now has been working with them and has approved the use of an additional stretch of land near the Kauffman Sports Complex down along Powder Mill Road to actually turn it into a Frisbee golf course. And so we're going to hear a little bit about how the National Guts Frisbee Tournament went, what their plans are for that, or for maybe even sponsoring an international tournament. And then it's going to give the commission an opportunity to hear a little bit more about all the other new things that they're going to be doing as we move forward.
We're speaking with Bill Vita, the city manager for the city of Marquette. We're looking at the agenda for next Monday's upcoming meeting of the Marquette City Commission for folks to take part in. And a lot of various typical business things in here as well as happening, but under new business in particular, there's one item that you want to make sure that gets out, and that has to do with the discussion of labor agreements in the city. What is the latest with that?
Well, we had two bargaining units that have contracts that were expiring this year, and of course, the teams have been working together, management and union, to try to come to the new terms. And that's going to come before the commission, which from an administrative standpoint, you could imagine we're all human beings. We have a certain amount of time to spend during the day. And for all the good things that you hear about, how people balance those priorities on any given day is usually very reflective of what the community is looking for. With the case of union agreements, it takes a lot of time. That's something that really happens more or less as an administrative function. It's by design not public until it's complete. And so we've had a team of people from the bargaining units, the union stewards, we've had the management negotiators all sitting around a table trying to come up with an agreement. And so we actually believe we found one, and you're going to be hearing more about that on Monday.